All right, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You can join us at 844-967-2789, is the number. You know, before we went to break, I was talking about, you know, what's happening with the election in city of Milwaukee for mayor. And, you know, one of the arguments is that the acting mayor is where he's getting his money from. And I kind of had a little bit of a conversation with Sandy about this on yesterday. And, you know, one of the things about, you know, running for office is that, you know, it costs a lot of money. And, you know, if you don't have any money, it doesn't matter how good a, you know, person you are, or whether you may be the best person for the job. If you don't have any money, you can't, there's no chance on you getting elected. And so the horrible thing about all of this is that you have to have money. And to me, that counterfeits almost all elections in this country. We can talk about our free elections. We can talk about how great this democracy is. But when money trumps what's right, then, you know, don't tell me about how great our elections are. Don't tell me how this democracy is greater than any other. When the people who have the money can control the outcomes of elections, there's something crooked about that. And nothing I say is going to change that. So I'm not naive enough to think that because I'm on the airwaves this morning and spouting this, that somehow it's going to change where we are. But what needs to happen is the exposure of what is happening in this country and with, you know, the money that that has been poured into elections on all levels of government that make, in my opinion, those elections counterfeit. You know, don't tell me that my vote is the most sacred thing in the society when somebody who comes with a truckload of money can negate my vote. And then we don't even need, and then we can't even find out who those people are. They can donate money to PACs and unlimited amounts of money, and nobody donates unlimited amounts of money to somebody politically unless they're expecting to get something in return. And as long as that is the case, then you know, your and my vote doesn't matter as much. There was a time when it did, but it certainly doesn't now, based on all of the things that have occurred in this country when it comes to voting. So let's stop questioning why so many people don't vote in this country. Now, I understand why they don't vote, because they don't see it as anything that's going to make their lives better. And many of them may not know how crooked the whole process is, but they certainly know that nothing's going to change for them through voting. Now, well, I shouldn't say nothing, you know, and depending on what level we're talking about nationally or locally, there's certainly some things, minor things that can change, you know, on the local levels, but enough, not enough to change people's lives who are living on the margin. You know, we had an opportunity in this country just months ago with Joe Biden and the Democrats and the Build Back Better plan that was, you know, upended by two people, both Democrats, Kristen Sinema, and his name, but it'll come to me. Senator Joe Manchin, there it is. And at a time that we could have rebooted the nation and gave more people an opportunity in the society to be included in the society, that was overrode, and now it's on the junk heaps of junk piles of things that could have and should have happened in this country to improve the lives of many others. But I'm going to be having mayoral candidate and acting mayor Kamala Johnson on next week. We'll also have Bob Donovan on again before the election. And we're going to talk through some things. I'm going to even reach out to my friend, former Common Council President Asante Hamilton, and have him on and ask him, you know, how is it possible? You know who Bob Donovan is. And you know, because you guys weren't kissing cousins during the time that you were the Common Council President. You guys were kind of on the opposite end of everything. How is it possible that now all of a sudden you are willing to endorse him? Obviously, there's something that has been promised to Alderman Hamilton by, Bob Donovan. We don't know what that is, but it's something. Something has to happen that a guy who you have not gotten along with, now all of a sudden you are willing to endorse him. What's that old axiom? Politics makes strange bedfellows. It absolutely does. And I think that, again, the young Kamala Johnson, who is a bright young man of 35 years old, Bob Donovan is twice his age. So, you know, I don't get the fact that, you know, those who have been clamoring for a younger face at the city now will put a guy who is past 70 years old in that seat. There's something going on and something that stinks to high heaven, but it's the realities that we are faced with when we're dealing with politics. And I just hope that we don't get am I endorsing Kamala Johnson, I guess, is the question. And my answer is no, I'm not endorsing Kamala Johnson, nor am I endorsing Bob Donovan. But I know both men, and I'm not, you know, saying that Bob Donovan is a bad guy. He's not. I've said before, I like the way Bob Donovan handled his constituents when he was an older person. He did some good things. I used to have Bob Donovan on my radio, my former radio shows, because of the fact that he was did the work for the people who elected him. He didn't give a rip about the other things. He made sure that his district and the people in his district were taken care of. And so that part of him, I admired, but when law enforcement had done some things that were right, You know, he couldn't bring himself to say that law enforcement made these mistakes. And I can tell you there were some horrendous things that took place during the time that Alderman Bob Dunneman, for 20 years, was Alderman of the city of Milwaukee. And law enforcement did some heinous things to innocent people. And when Alderman Bob Dunneman had an opportunity to talk about what was without question wrong, because in many of those instances, the city got sued and the taxpayers had to pay for the damage that was done. And even in that instance, Alderman Bob Dunneman couldn't bring himself to say that law enforcement had done some wrong things. That's the part of Alderman Dunneman that I have a difficult time dealing with. And even to this day, Alderman Bob Dunneman is not one of those people who is going to say that law enforcement did some things that were right. There's something wrong when you support somebody unilaterally, even in wrong. And so anytime I hear Alderman Dunneman continue to talk about law enforcement, law enforcement, law enforcement, you know, I know he's got family members in law enforcement, and that should have no bearing on right and wrong. The fact that you have family members who are involved in law enforcement. But again, that's my issue with former Alderman Bob Dunneman. The fact that he just will not get off of totally defending law enforcement blindly. Now, if he was able to do that and separate himself from that, you know, then maybe I would, you know, I could look at Alderman Dunneman through a different light. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.